in. It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. That is Jeremy Warner. We talk sports. That's what we do. We talk it all. We talked a lot of Cardinals baseball in the first hour. Also talked a little about the U.S. Women's World Cup and the British Open.
And we talked about athletes that you had a beer with.
Yes.
Right.
Which I've had one with Gerald Laird.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's your list.
That's my claim to fame in life. And one thing we...
How sad is that?
That's sad.
That's my claim
Be
to
nice.
Fame in life.
Listen, Brad Sturdy's going to laugh about that, too. Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com joining us. Brad, it's getting hot. That must mean it's time for fast pitch softball to heat up, my man.
Yeah, I'm still sore. I threw two games yesterday, so I'm kind of sore. So
that's right. You guys had your big tournament. Where you were in Springfield, right?
Yes.
Well, anybody that doesn't know, and we're not here to talk softball, but Brad is one of the premier pitchers in the state. It's fun to watch him pitch, not to face it.
Did you go after him as a free agent?
I did not. Brad commands upwards of $3 to $4 million. I can't afford that.
So you're like the Pittsburgh Pirates of baseball
yes.
teams.
The Hurricanes are the Pittsburgh Pirates of the fast pitch scene. Well, Brad, we are going to talk Illini basketball and some college basketball recruiting. Brad, of course, works with Rivals.com and does an incredible job covering this. I don't know how you guys do it because I get lost just reading the first thing. But, Brad, I know the initial period in July is done with. How did Illinois do? Who did they focus on?
Well, I mean, they did very well. They got out and saw their guys. They're focusing on 2012, finding a point guard in 2012 to bring in. And they've kind of focused on three guys right now for that. Terry Rozier from Ohio and Michael Orris, who's from Crete Monet. And then a kid named Samaj Christian from Cincinnati. He's going to go to prep school out east. Those are kind of the three guys that have kind of emerged as guys they've followed. And, of course, they're spending a lot of time on 2013 and 2014, too, because they have a bunch of scholarships in those two classes. So those obviously they're trying to find a point guard, but they're also looking at Jabari Parker as a kid. They're probably not going to miss a game of his for the next two summers. So in 2013. So that's how they spend a lot of their time. I mean, obviously they found some younger kids maybe and some younger kids that they've started to like a little better in those 2014 classes as well.
Brad, we're going to get to Jabari Parker because that's always a topic that we talk about because he's one of the best recruits in the country. But speaking with 2012, this class coming up, one scholarship offer, you mentioned the three point guards that they're really going after. Did any of those guys in that first 10 days of this July recruiting period come any closer to getting that spot for Illinois?
Well, I think that the way I understand it, I mean, they are looking at, I think Rozier and Kristen both have been guys that they really have liked a lot this spring. I think Orris has just been solid. I've seen some of them play, and Orris has just been solid. He's probably the dynamic of the two guys, but he's a player. You can see more of him and see how he does. But I think those other two guys have really stepped up first. Now, of course, offering them a scholarship and getting them committed is obviously a different thing. But I think they have a shot at, should it work out.
And Kendrick Nunn, a 2013 prospect that just received an Illinois offer. How's Illinois stand with him, and what's kind of his game?
Nunn's a dynamic scorer. He can shoot the basketball. He can, he can get up and down the floor. He's very left-handed. He doesn't like to use his right hand very well yet. That's something kind of a knock on him. And he doesn't have great size for a shooting guard. But I think where they've looked at him, he's a player. You know, he guards. He can. He shoots the ball extremely well. He can put points on the board. And when you have a point guard like Jalen James who's committed in 2013, who's 6'4", you can have an undersized shooting guard, 6'1" shooting guard like this.
Sure.
Then you're not behind the eight ball there with size wise. So that's why I think Nunn is a good fit for them. I think they're doing well with him. I think the offer resonated well with him. I think Nunn and Parker are, both looking hard at Illinois, both being from Chicago Simeon, both being guys that they're that they would be ideal kids to add in that 2013 class.
Visiting with Brad Sturdy from OrangeAndBlueNews.com here on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Brad, we brought up his name earlier, Jabari Parker. Of course, he is just, honestly, just the stud of the 2013 class. I mean, is it legit to say he might be the number one recruit in the country?
I've had a bunch of college assistants, of course, get to talk to him when they're on the road, and who tell me that not only is he the number one player in 2013, he's the best high school basketball player on the planet. Wow. 2012, 13, 14, whatever class you want to say, he's the best player right now in college, in high school basketball. So I don't think there's any doubt he is that level of player. He's an elite talent who makes everybody around him better. He can score, he defends, he rebounds, he guards. He does it all.
Obviously, Illinois, like you said, won't miss a game of his for a long time. They're going to make sure they're there in attendance so he knows the interest level the Illini have in him. Brad, I guess my question is this. I mean, is this guy, it sounds like, you know, he's obviously getting wooed by the biggest schools, and why wouldn't he if he's considered the best? So is this something that's still worth it for Illinois to try to attack him and get him to come to school?
Oh, no question. I mean, they're in good shape. I mean, Illinois's been on him since he was about 6'2" and a little pudgy back in seventh grade. He's more of a, you saw the talent, but maybe he didn't have the athleticism yet. Now he's 6'8" and he's 220 pounds, and he's changed his whole body type. But because they were in on him so early,
right?
They've got a great rapport with him. He really likes Illinois. I think the key for them is to show that they're a program on the rise this year.
Okay.
They've got a lot of young talent in some games. I think there's going to be some interest.
And he's the kind of guy, he sounds like he's the kind of guy that could come in immediately and change your program around, correct?
Oh, there's no question. He's a kid who can come in. He's going to play. You know, people worry. There's no concern about what position he's going to play or who else you have, because he's going to play when he gets here. He's that good. You know, I mean, if you have really good veteran people around him, he can come in and make an impact. This sounds crazy, but like Carmelo Anthony did at Syracuse, wow, or something like that, or like Derrick Rose did at Memphis. I mean, he's that kind of talent.
Brad, I want to talk to you when we come back about a kid that's his name has really come up a lot, especially after this first July period. That's Cliff Alexander, a 2014 prospect. Also want to ask you about another 2013 kid. Haven't heard much as much about with Jabari Parker's Tommy Hamilton. We'll bring that up with you next.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Quit making fun of me, Jeremy.
Talking softball off there.
Jeremy looks at me, he's like, hey, we're back in like 5 seconds.
No, it's just funny because you pick up the phone and we're talking recruiting stuff, and I really know what you really want to know is when you pick up the phone and go, hey, Brad, where'd you play softball this weekend?
Did you guys win the tournament?
Did you win? What team were you playing for?
Oh, that's terrible, Brad. I'm sorry. This is Brad Sturdy. He's with us, Rivals.com, OrangeandBlueNews.com, and he's joining us now talking a little basketball recruiting.
Yeah, Brad, and the one kid we've heard that's kind of blown up recently is Cliff Alexander, a power forward from Shiloh Curry, where Michael Henry played high school ball. Just tell us a little bit about this kid. Has an Illinois offer, and it seems like some other offers are rolling in.
Yeah, he's got offers from Michigan State, Illinois, DePaul. I mean, and there's more coming. I mean, he's 6'9", he's mobile, he's long-armed, he's got a great body. He's probably 230 pounds already, and he moves well. He's just a kid who really he plays the game the way you want it to be played. He plays hard. He's offensively, he's not like polished offensively in the post, but yet he likes to dunk everything he gets. He's got a nice little jump shot if he uses it, but he doesn't like shoot jumpers, I guess, and that's probably a good thing when you got a big guy who doesn't shoot jumpers, because nowadays all of them want to be guards, and he likes being in the paint. He likes to be physical, block shots, and rebound. And he's a kid that everybody's going to want by the time it comes around. And he's done a good job getting in early on him. They've done over the 2 years.
And he's just a sophomore, and I've seen some video of the kid where he does do that. He just finishes around the rim, just kind of bullies people. It seems so long since Illinois has gotten a kid like that.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't have that. They haven't had that physical presence for a while. I mean, I think the kids that they do have coming in are going to be more along those lines, whether it's Ibby or even Nana, I think, as he gets stronger, is going to be like that, because they're aggressive players. And those are good things. Those are good things to have. And I think that's where Cliff Alexander, he's going to be an elite. He'll probably end up being a five-star recruit. It's kind of funny in 2013, there's kind of a lack of big men, but in 2014, you got the two guys who are probably going to be both five-star type recruits, and Cliff Alexander and Jahlil Okafor, both from Chicago. So, Pretty interesting to see the big guys emerge.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from orangeandbluenews.com and rivals.com, Illinois basketball recruiting. And Tommy Hamilton Jr., kid, we've heard that name a lot, especially when he's a freshman, sophomore, the Whitney Young power forward. You talk about 2013 big men. He seems to be it, but we haven't heard much about him recently, whether it's because he's hurt or he's just not playing as well. Brad, can you fill us in on what's kind of going on with Tommy?
Well, he's battling some ankle injuries in June. He just doesn't play basketball very much. I think that's the biggest concern. He's always got, you know, whether it's an ailment or an ankle and you know, whatever it is. I mean, I'm back. Something's usually wrong. It doesn't seem like, you know, he's got other things going on and he doesn't play as much basketball as maybe everyone would like. Def love the recruiting process. Obviously, he plays in high school, and you just never know whether he's going to play or not play when it comes to July or June. And so it's an interesting thing. You know, it's kind of one of those things where he clearly has the talent to be a top-level, five-star kid in that 2013 class where most of the people have him ranked. But so far he hasn't really shown that he really wants to play that badly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be the big issue for him. Does he want to be a player?
Still a kid that Illinois, I imagine, would go hard after just because of his size and that potential.
Yeah, and Illinois is offering a scholarship. I think the big concern with him is, will he have that focus, that drive? And I don't think they can afford to, to take a kid that doesn't have that kind of a sense of purpose, that want to be great. And I think you need kids like that in your program. And I think that's what's hurt them the last few years. They've got kids who are kind of more happy with where they're at, and maybe kids that didn't have a desire to maybe, change where they're from and maybe make a name for themselves and things like that.
I guess you'd call Chatham local, but Peyton Allen, of course, he came over, actually didn't play a lot in the team camp, which kind of surprised a lot of people. Where is he looking at now, like with this Illinois team, et cetera?
Well, I think with Peyton, he's still, he's a 2014 kid too, so obviously it's very early with him. He played great in the spring through April, got a concussion. I don't think he has played since he got his concussion. He has not played at the same level he played at back in the spring. And he's not been in condition because he couldn't play for about a month there. And it's really hurt him. And it's too bad because he was a kid who was really improving and had done some really good things. And he struggled with his shot. He struggled with, making decisions. His fitness isn't great. So I think that's where he's going to get better and better as he plays more now. And I think you'll see him have a good second half. And he started to show some flashes that we didn't see in June and July. He'd have a good game, maybe one out of every two games instead of, having one out of every four games or something. So he's starting to make strides. I think he's a kid that they're going to keep an eye on, obviously. But he's got to, he's got to show some more over this next period and over the rest of his high school career.
Brad Sturdy, orangeandbluenews.com. Brad, we always appreciate you coming on and keeping us updated on this. Again, I don't know how you do it. I mean, you keep track of a lot of kids, but you do a great job with it. And can't thank you enough, Brad.
Well, hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that is Brad Sturdy. We appreciate it. He does a fabulous job, Jeremy, covering this stuff. And I know you used to cover a lot of the recruiting. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
I didn't do what Brad does, though, because Brad goes, across the Midwest and kind of across the country doing this. I didn't have that luxury of doing that, I don't even know if it's a luxury because, I mean, you're watching a lot of basketball and breaking it down, but Brad knows a lot of these players pretty well, knows the coaches that are recruiting him, so he does a fantastic job. You can read him again at orangeandbluenews.com. But it's a grind, especially because it doesn't end. It's not like this thing ends, and you can't imagine what it's like for coaches that get into this process. And obviously, football, you're dealing with 30 kids that you're trying to go after, trying to fill your class. 25 is what you usually end up with. But basketball, it's five, six guys.
One guy can make a huge difference,
and it's hard to get that. When you talk about Jabari Parker, when you're fending off Kansas and Duke, and I think Illinois has done a good job, but I think when it comes to Jabari Parker, Illinois has to win games, and I think they have to do it this year and next year. And Jabari's probably someone that might not commit until he's a senior, or maybe late his junior year. Same thing with Tommy Hamilton. Those guys might wait a while. So I think, and I like that. I like kids that wait because then they know the program, the coach that they're committing to. especially when it comes to Illinois. You got a new AD coming in. Is, yep. is Bruce going to be there? And I mean, you're talking about Jabari Parker not going to be here for another 2 years, even if he did commit. So, you know, these kids that commit as freshmen and sophomores are taking a big risk. And I like kids that wait like that, but at the same time, for an Illinois, that might hurt them. Because, yep. you know, when you get a Myers Leonard that commits as a sophomore, or you get a Jeremy Richmond that commits as a freshman, you know, that it didn't work out for Jeremy Richmond in Illinois, but at the same time, it gets Illinois some recruiting going, yep. or momentum going in recruiting.
Well, you're right. And I think that helps recruit other kids
yes.
as well. Now, you guys threw out a lot of names there and talked about a lot of names. When we come back, we'll kind of recap that a little bit, because I want to go through, if we can with you, kind of each class and who they're looking at sure. And what kind of an impact they would have. Give us a call, 359-2255. If you've got a recruiting question, I'll have my boy Jeremy set you up, because I tell you what, admittedly, I follow it. I just don't follow it as close as a lot of you guys
do. Which is probably a good thing.
Right.
Because then you might not have the expectations. Because a lot of these kids come in with all these expectations, because a lot of people are following it
yes.
now for
yes.
4 years. They're following these kids for 4 years and put unbelievable expectations on them, which sometimes isn't fair, because some kids bloom earlier than others
yep.
and some kids bloom later. I mean, Jacob Pullen.
Yeah.
Look what he's done at Kansas State. Nobody could have predicted that. So you really never know what you have in recruiting. You know when you had those five-star guys. Jabari Parker is going to be a very good college player. If it's 1 year or 3 years, who knows? But, you know, when it comes to a guy like Nana Aguilar, Devin Langford, I think Nana's going to have a good career, but you never know.
It's going to take a while. That's true. Well, Jacob Pullen grew a nice beard.
Right.
That's what happened to him.
Facial hair.
Facial hair can at least raise your scoring average by 5-6 points a game. You know what's funny about that? I'll tell you what's funny about, and then we'll get into it when we come back. But you talk about expectations. I'll tell you a funny little story about Jeremy Richmond. And the first time I was ever acquainted to him, I never met him in person, but the first time I ever realized who he was and how big of a recruit he was, I'll tell you that next. And we'll kind of recap what Brad Sturdy had to say. OrangeandBlueNews.com. 359-2255 is how you get a hold of us. 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.